I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Classics.
It sure is, boy.
And a cinema classic comes up against a new sequel.
It's Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah.
Echoing the original 1982 Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
How does it stack up?
It's pretty good. You know, Blade Runner is mostly famous for the original, the Ridley Scott movie, for its production design. That sort of sci-fi, neo-noir, rain-soaked, Asian-influenced city look.
And I like the fact that you put in that noir aspect, because this is really a detective
That's
story.
All with it. It's a detective movie dressed up in sci-fi garb. Soulful detective, classic noir. He's lost in a world of women.
You're never sure who's a replicant and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the new one, 2049, we're not sure Decker, as he returns, whether he's a replicant or not.
See, I thought he was.
I do too. What Harrison Ford said about it originally.
Yeah.
It's a film about whether you can have a meaningful relationship with your toaster. That original one was set in 2019. When you consider how dark and calamitous our current world is.
Yeah.
It was prescient.
This new Blade Runner takes the sort of bleak tone of the original and then turns it up to 11. This is not a happy film. A 2-hour and 45-minute mood piece. And the mood is decidedly somber. You know, I've seen some online debate about the portrayal of women in this movie.
Yes.
That this film is misogynistic.
Yeah, it's highly sexualized. I find it true to form. We are still a sexual culture, sometimes as jaded as the Harvey Weinstein kerfuffle, particularly in our puritanical world. And we're still feeling it hundreds of years later. And Philip K. Dick had the sense that it was going to be a long time before we ever dropped our obsession with sexuality.
The film is examining gender relations.
Okay.
There are only three real male characters in the film: Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, and Jared Leto. Everybody else are female characters, some of whom are in positions of power, some of whom are villainous, some of whom are degrees of villainous, and there's one, a romantic ideal, that doesn't actually even exist. The AI girlfriend.
Yes.
I do believe that Denis Villeneuve is commenting on gender relations. I don't think his film is misogynist. And the woman that plays the villain, Sylvia Hex, the replicant hunter, I thought she was a strong character. We want women to have better roles. They won't always be perfect moral.
There's something very democratic about the depiction of women. Women have always been a fantasy for men.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a great deal, even that giant woman projected outside. These are enormous fantasies that men can't seem to shake.
Right.
And yet the director and Dick have seen women as central to the experience about her, the Sylvia, being tough. I think you're so right. I mean, perfect for the role that feminism is playing in our society. And I see nothing pejorative about it.
Ryan Gosling, as the replicant cop, looking for this messianic child that represents the future of androids. He believes it's him.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And it may or may not be him.
Yeah.
And the answer to that question, I think, is the answer to this question, whether or not the movie is misogynistic.
It's also about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
The replicants are representative of that underclass that serve the higher society. They continue in all these years to emphasize there is still a class structure.
When the women characters come together, they're pitted against each other.
And that's why I like the film. There are numerous ways of looking at it. That's what makes it a classic film. Now, I don't know what we can do to help this Blade Runner 2049, because it's tanking at the box office.
Convince Hollywood to spend less money. The audiences who are going are getting what they want. It's a smart, evocative,
beautifully photographed.
Yeah. I don't know that adjusted for today's dollars, if the original would have come close to the budget of this one.
One of its handicaps is that it's very long. And because of that dark ambience, because of the challenges of so many of the themes that we have talked about, some may consider too much if you were there only for the visual images.
Yeah.
But if you think about the characterization and the themes, Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, the future doesn't look good for us. The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.